Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. It's Wednesday. Big, big news today is that Tom Brady calls it quits for reals this time. And we're waiting on Sally Field to join us to talk about her experience filming 80 for Brady with Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think there's been a general disagreement between you and I think.
Yeah.
I think 45 at its time. I think you tend to go sports conspiracy wise that there was so much more going on behind the scenes here. He is 45. I think we forget because he looks younger. He plays younger. It is incredible that he got to 45.
Oh,
I mean,
it
is the craziest thing I think we've seen in our sports lifetime that he's so good at 45. This was unthinkable before.
And he deserves all the credit for that. I mean, heck, his documentary was Tom versus Time.
I know.
It's almost like that's what he was, you know, fighting more than even his opponents. Okay, this is a delight for us because we are such huge fans of our next guest. She's starring in the new film, 80 for Brady. Mm-hmm. She's a two-time Oscar winner. She's a three-time Emmy winner. We could list all of her accomplishments. We wouldn't have enough time for the interview. Sally Field is good enough to join us. Sally, it's Maggie and Perloff in New York. Thank you so much for doing this.
Hi, Maggie. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is a little fortuitous for us, since we do a sports talk radio show, that you were at the premiere last night with Tom Brady, and then this morning he announced he's retiring. Did you have any indication that he was hanging it up when you saw him last night?
No, I didn't, like, whisper in my ear, you know, that guess what? No, he just was the Tom I had worked with on the 2 days that he came and worked with us when we were shooting this. He was friendly and gracious and helpful and professional and all the things you would hope for. No, not at all. Not at all. But it was kind of total chaos on the red carpet last night. And I attribute that totally to him because it was like all hell broke loose. It was like the fans came out on the field. Like, holy God.
That was for you, Sally.
Yeah.
I somehow don't think that, but okay, I'll take it.
Here's how you should tell the story. You should say that I whispered in Tom's ear on the carpet, said, Tom, you've done enough. It's time. And say it was your decision for him to hang him up.
Well, you know, I think he's gotten probably a lot of advice from people that he was just fed up from hearing anything anyway. We all, the ladies and I would talk amongst ourselves that we were worried about him, you know, like mothers. We're like, oh, don't get hurt. I watched this whole season that he just played, and sometimes he was Tom, and he was back, and you go, holy God, how did he do that? And then sometimes they, you know, the defense wasn't strong enough, and he would get crushed, and you go, oh, no. But I know it's not the first time that he's had, you know, 300-pound linebackers running at him. He's fine. I'm personally glad he's stepping down. I hope he feels all right about it. He's an extraordinary athlete, just such astonishing talent, and his achievements won't be topped for quite some time, if ever.
You know, Sally, you don't have to ever step away from acting. You're incredible. But do you get a sense of what he might be going through? Like if someone told you, hey, you can no longer do this thing that you spent your life trying to be as best as you could be at, what do you think the feelings would be?
Awful. I feel that for him, how hard that must be. The difference is, I think, you know, as an athlete, you always have it in your head, like a dancer does, that this isn't going to be a forever thing. Mm. There might be a notion in your head of how you could translate it to something else that would be doable. You know, in some instances, it's coaching or commentating or something. But I don't know that that ultimately helps for an athlete to always know, like Serena, knows I watched that too, you know, that last match. I mean, I cried through the whole thing. And I mean, I know she had it in her head at one point, and she started when she was 11, had it in her head. If this works out, even in the best of all cases, someday when the world would think I'm still age-wise in my prime, I'm going to have to step down because the body can only do what the body can do. So I don't know if that helps to know that that's what athletes, whether you're a dancer or a sports figure, owns that information in their head going in. I don't know that that helps. But I can certainly sympathize with what that must feel like. I mean, I know the whole world was in tears when watching Serena, or anybody who watched her. Again, achievements that are going to be hard to top.
Absolutely. We're talking to Sally Field, co-star of 80 for Brady. So you worked with Tom for 2 days on the set. Obviously, he needs a new career. I know he has a TV deal. Do you see an acting future for Tom Brady? We've seen a lot of athletes make the transition.
Yep.
Would he be good on the silver screen?
Absolutely. Oh, God, are you kidding? Absolutely. If he wants to do that. I don't know that he would, because acting is such a different kettle of worms. You know, you have to have a director telling you what to do and a writer to writing the thing. And he's used to being his own quarterback, you know. I don't know. I certainly don't know him well enough to know where he would want to go. But if he wanted to do that, absolutely. Absolutely.
Who is the best, and I think I know the answer, who is the best athlete actor in your world that you've worked with? I assume that it has to be Burt Reynolds. Or have you ever worked with other athletes who've made that transition?
I don't know. I'd really have to rack my brain about that one. I don't know. I don't know that Burt would really qualify as a total, complete athlete. I mean, he wasn't really a professional athlete. He was a college athlete for a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I don't know. I'll come back to you on that one.
Well, compared to us mortals, Burt Reynolds was an outstanding athlete.
To the people who basically cashed out at the JV level, Sally, Burt Reynolds' career was something, of course, to be admired. His football career. We're talking with Sally Field. She's a 2-time Oscar winner, 3-time Emmy winner, starred in films like, of course, Mrs. Doubtfire and Forrest Gump, Steel Magnolias. Now she's in 80 for Brady with Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Lily Tomlin. It's an all-star cast, not to mention Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, and Danny Amendola. Sally, we call Tom Brady in the sports talk world, we just call him the GOAT, right? The greatest of all time, of course.
Yeah.
Is there an acting GOAT? Like, is there, I know it's subjective, but is there someone who you consider just head and shoulders above everyone else? And when I ask you to answer this question, can we take out Jane and Rita and Lily from this? Because I know that you would probably go right to them.
You know what? I think it is a very different arena. And I don't think it is very subjective. We don't have the same kind of, there's no goal line. You know, you don't get over that goal. You don't make X amount of passes a year and nobody can do that. You know, X amount of catches, you know, it isn't a finite kind of thing. So I don't think you could say it's a taste factor. You know, there would be somebody who would say this and another person that would say that. And I think Cate Blanchett, the wonderful Cate Blanchett, said the other day when she was winning 100 bazillion awards, you know, why do you guys keep making a horse race out of the actors, these actors' films? And that is the truth, because you might like that film and you might like that film because that's more my taste, but there's, you know, excellent is excellent. And there's a handful of actors of varying ages, a handful in this age and a handful in that age. They're just excellent at what they do. And hopefully, you know, as an actor, you hope that you can keep translating into the next stage of your life and become then that. You know, how do you portray a woman in her 60s and a woman in her 70s and then a woman in her 80s? And I don't think you can say who is the best or who, you know, Tom's achievements there. There they are. He's won this amount of Super Bowl rings. He's won this amount of, and it's a different category. It's a different way of looking at things.
Sally, I think a lot of people do question the Oscar process, and you said,
yeah,
don't want it to be a horse race. Do you think it's been fair through the years, and is it getting better to be better, you know, more representative?
It is becoming more representative, and that's wonderful. And it's wonderful to see. Just forget the awards. It's just wonderful to see how many projects are now by women and people of color. And that's exciting for me to watch all of those and to go to all of those, whether it's you know, on stage or television or in film. That's exciting. I do like Kate Blanchett, who is so smart and so wonderful. You do kind of say, why are we pitted against each other all the time? You know, we're comrades, and you can't pit a lot of these movies against each other. They're so different. I can, you know, say this is like that, or which is better between this one and that one, when they're so totally different. You know, Top Gun and the Fablements, you know, they're two very different movies, you know. They're both so good. You can't say that one's better than the other. They're both the best of the best. You don't get any better than that. And so, you know, the awards that the film and television does are, and even the Tonys, it's hard. It's hard to not. Look at it and say it really is just a way for the companies to make money, more money, because they now have the award-winning one or something. And I don't think it's necessarily helpful to the artists involved. But
Sally Field is our guest. It's amazing to be able to talk with you, Sally. We're such big fans. Of course, now co-starring in 80 for Brady. I'm curious, because someone who has, you know, the career that you've had and that you continue to have, what do you get, like, recognized the most for? When people stop you at the street, you go to a coffee shop or something, and someone comes up and says, I loved you in, I mean, they could say five things. What do you get the most?
It you know, it varies. It depends on where I am, what state I'm in.
Wow.
You know, what part of that state, you know, if I go to New York, am I in the West Village or am I uptown, or, you know, it very much changes. I think over the past couple of years, I've been surprised at how many people say, young people, like in their 30s, say the Flying Nun. And
wow.
I go, what? How do you even know that exists? Where did you see that? You know, I don't know if it's because they associate my name with that and they just think it's funny. Or they actually saw it on some network, something that's showing old television. I don't know. It's a mystery to me. So I just nod my head. Thanks very much. Move on.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. Sally, one I love Hello, My Name is Doris, my friend Michael Showalter directed. I tell people to watch that all the time. If you're listening, watch that. But I'm curious, you're in Winning Time and now 80 for Brady. These sports movies, what was your reaction when the script for 80 for Brady came to you? I know it's a true story. Were you just immediately like, oh, another sports movie, I'm in?
Kinda. Well, first of all, my friend Jane Fonda gave it to me, and Jane and I have been trying to work together for many, many years, but they were never stories that really sort of blew my skirts up. And this one was a story about older women, yes, friends, yes, all great, and on a kind of big romping road trip, all great, but it wasn't about the men in their lives. It wasn't about them looking for the next date or their next marriage or how do you fix your marriage or what's wrong with your kids. It was about sports, and I think the world underestimates what a huge fan base older women are for sports, yes, but for film, for, you know, everything. And I am a huge sports fan. And that's one of the reasons I'm in winning time, because I love the Lakers. And it's one of the reasons, other than my friend Jane and my friend Lily, it's one of the reasons I'm in 80 for Brady, is because I'm a fan. I know what this feels like to be so absolutely in love with a game and with a player.
Sally, I can't tell you what a delight this was to be able to talk with you. Congratulations on the movie 80 for Brady with Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, Lily Tomlin. And on the day that Tom Brady announces his retirement, everyone's very interested in Tom, and you got to hang with him last night. So this is a pleasure under any circumstances, especially so today. And we wish you the best of luck with the film.
Thank you so much. Thank you.